If the resident of a town goes to a city, so the resident of the town normally reads on the 14th, resident of a city normally reads on the 15th, and now one travels to the other, or the other way around. The resident of the city goes to the town. So the Mishnah im asid lechazer limkomo, if in, he will return to his place, kore kimkomo, then he reads as if in his place, vimlav kore imahen, but if not, then he reads with them. So there's a lot of discussion on this. You can see the length of the karti over here, and there's a lot of discussion in the poskim. We'll just take one basic understanding of it, is that if he intends to return home before the Megillah is read during the day, meaning he's going to get up early in the morning before Alas HaShachar, and he's going to go back to his place, then he'll read in his place, as if he's in his own place. So even if they're going to read the Megillah the night before, he won't read with them, because his intention is to return home before Alas HaShachar the next morning. But if not, then he'll read with them. Then he'll read as if they read. And then changes topics is the Mishnah. Mahachan Kore Adam Es Megillah. From where does one read the Megillah? V'yotze v'daya chavasa, and he will fulfill his obligation. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer Kula. Rabbi Meir holds that you have to read the whole thing. You can't miss out any words. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Me'ish Yehudi, from the verse, there was a certain Jew, Me'ish Yehudi. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Me'achar Advarim Ha'ele, from after these things. So we know that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that you can't miss, you've got to read the whole Megillah. And even if you miss one word, you haven't fulfilled your obligation, and you would have to go back and read the Megillah again.